We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Good morning, it's Melissa and Austin, US 99. It's Friday.
Show is. It show is.
It is. It's Friday, and it's going to be beautiful today.
Let's go. Let's go.
It's everybody's favorite day of the week. It's going to be high of 77 today, a low of 54, and yeah, we had a late night last night.
We did.
In fact, I feel like I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit.
I was going to say, if it sounds like we're dragging just a little bit, if we're not as hype on a Friday, it's because, we were out listening really late.
So we had a really, really great time. At least I did. We were out in Rosemont.
It was awesome.
And, one thing I love about Rosemont is they've created their own city.
Yeah.
And it's a little mini city. So, you know, the mall is there and everything. But if you park in the parking garage and you leave it and you go to that little outdoor area, it's loaded with bars and restaurants.
Yeah, it's super cool.
It's really cool.
Very cool vibe down there.
And they do it up for Christmas and, you know, that whole grassy area that I think they put ice skating there. And it's just amazing. But we were at King's last night and King's Bowling, and we had such a great time meeting you there. The listeners, you guys are amazing, honestly.
Really are.
The kindest so cool. People. So fun, so much personality. Everybody is like warm, and I just loved it.
Right.
I had a really, really, really good time.
When you go to like things like that, you never know, like, oh, am I going to get, you know, stuck in conversations I don't want to be in? Not a single conversation that I had last night did I not, like, I was not enjoying it, like, fully.
No, me too.
It was, like, everyone there was so cool, so nice, so genuine. It was awesome.
Yeah, and we just can't thank you enough for listening, and hopefully we'll have more of these events, and I hope, you know, you can come out too, because, you know, we ate dinner, and we had drinks, and some people were bowling, and then other people were, like, too busy talking to be bowling.
Yeah,
and
there were some, like, arcade games in there you could play. It was really cool. It was really fun.
It was. Yeah. So I really, really had a great time.
Until that alarm hit this morning.
Oh, gosh, you got that right. Honestly.
No. I would do it 10 times over.
I know. I would, too. But, yeah, I need some coffee. Thinking about it makes me need to yawn. Okay. So anyway, we got in so many different conversations last night. Like you said, Austin. And so, you know, it reminded me of the podcast that we did yesterday. We talked about so many different things.
Yeah, the Show After the Show podcast. You can find it wherever podcasts are found. Just search Melissa and Austin. Also find it on the Odyssey app.
We do it every Thursday.
Yes.
So
there's once
a week. So it comes out. And yesterday we went on this roller coaster ride of topics to the point we got to the end of the conversation. We thought, how did we get from here to here to here?
Yes.
But part of it was we ended up talking about men's underwear. And I'm like, oh my God, why are we talking about that?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
In fact, here it is.
What's the ones that are actual white underwear, but they've got leg parts to them?
Oh, those are boxer briefs.
Okay, those are boxer briefs.
Yes. Briefs don't have as much leg, but they're tight.
Yeah, briefs don't have the leg. Briefs are just the bikini bottom.
Briefs are just the bikini bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
We were educating Melissa on the difference between boxers and briefs. And then we started talking about, like, well, what do you wear?
Right.
And because it's, you know, it's different for every guy.
Yes.
And so we started talking about that. And I feel like that's a big debate.
Well, it kind of is because I don't know if it's a certain personality type that
right.
wears a different kind. So we're just really, you know, we had a long night and, and we're like, what? So let's just talk underwear.
Right.
So.
It's a Friday. You know, let's talk about our undies. If you're for the guys,
yeah.
What do you rock? Are you a boxer guy? Are you a briefs guy? Are you a boxer briefs guy?
Or even from you girls, what does your boyfriend or husband wear?
Right.
Whatever your significant other.
Yeah, if you're a lady, yeah, what do you like?
What do you like? Because I have a preference, and that was part of the conversation yesterday. 312-946-4995. We're strictly just talking men's underwear. I don't care. Anything you have to say about it, you know, any comments, any favoritism towards one or another, let's just talk undies today.
Let's start our Friday talking some undies.
Let's just talk undies. 312-946-4995.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It is Friday, which is here in these parts, Melissa and Austin on US 99, Chicago's hottest country.
Without a doubt.
It is probably our favorite day of the week, as you might expect, for reasons we probably don't even need to explain. And so we were talking yesterday on our show after the show podcast.
Yeah.
Which you should definitely listen to. I know, everyone's got a podcast these days, and you need to listen to ours.
You really do, but it's like taking you on a roller coaster ride.
And it is, and it's short. Like I think our longest episode is like 25 minutes, but most range in the 10 to 20 minute episode.
Right. Exactly.
It has great it's just ridiculous conversations. It's literally us letting our hair down, kicking our feet up,
right.
And just like after a show,
right.
We get loopy because we've been up all since the crack of dawn. And we start talking about things. And yesterday we brought up the topic of boxers or briefs.
Don't even ask how we got there because we don't know.
We really don't. And that's the thing with the podcast.
But we ended up talking about underwear. And of course, I found out what underwear Austin wears. And I found out what underwear Court wears. And I also, we saw a picture of Court that ripped his underwear.
Yeah,
I mean, we were like, whoa.
I'm telling you,
whoa,
you need to
Court.
Listen to this podcast. If you want it, it's sent directly to your phone. Text AFTER to 44995. Text the word AFTER, AFTER, and we'll send a link directly to your phone on how to find it.
Now, sweet.
With that, I know, isn't that sweet? Technology.
Yeah, huh? I know. It's really cool.
Now, with that said, we asked you, what do you wear, boxers or briefs? And ladies, what do you prefer on your man? So we've got RJ and McHenry. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
What do you have to say about underwear today?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm a boxers guy,
okay.
And with this weather coming around, it's getting colder, so
yeah.
Now you kind of got to hit the switch to the long john.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point.
You actually go all winter in full-blown long johns?
Yeah. I work outside, so
definitely.
Better be safe than sorry.
Oh, wait. I have a girl question.
Sure.
Do you wear anything under that? Do you wear briefs and then long johns?
It depends on how big of a hurry I am.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get
That's
it.
That's fascinating.
I get it, RJ. And then in the summer, is it the boxers are just to keep cool? Or you just like, you know, you like the extra space?
Yeah, no, the boxers, it's hot. No matter where you go, sometimes you just wish you didn't have to wear any, but you got to, I guess.
Okay.
Well, everybody does.
All right. It's good to know. Hey, you know, it's the age-old debate when it comes to men. It's the boxers, briefs, boxer briefs. You know, you never know. And now I love that you threw long johns into consideration.
Hey, I was just listening to you guys, and I was like, they definitely forgot long johns.
You're right.
That's right. And with winter coming up, you cannot forget the long johns.
You cannot.
RJ, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Kyle and Elgin, are you boxers or briefs kind of guy?
Demando.
Oh, my God.
One
kind.
Melissa.
Usually you just say Melissa. I say Austin.
Melissa. That is normally how I start.
Yeah.
One kind day.
Give me one kind day. Give me a good story.
Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Kim Cormier. She was working outside of her Kingston, Ontario home when a homeless man by the name of David McDonald's scooter blew a tire.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Even though he was a stranger, she agreed. I'll keep an eye on your stuff so it won't get stolen while, you know, you go and fetch a new inner tube for the scooter. So when David got back from his errand, not only were his things still there, Kim invited him in for dinner. Over the meal, David, Kim, and her partner Andrew developed a relationship that was the start of what's become a beautiful friendship.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, real quick backstory on David. His path to homelessness began in 2010 when he suffered a series of personal and financial reverses, like, which is how most homelessness starts. You know,
it's just
one thing after another piling up.
It can be like physical, like medical issues can be part of it.
Right. And,
yeah.
For David, the gas station he owned went under. Soon after, his truck and his home followed. And then he and his long-term partner broke up.
Oh, wow.
So now he's on his own, living in the streets of Toronto. By 2016, David was homeless, living in a Toronto park. All right. He said, I couldn't imagine being homeless. I cried. And so it was hard for me to accept help, charity. Well, David does receive a financial stipend from the government. He declined homelessness services because he says other people are worse off than him and needed more help. So from that Toronto park, David bounced around, staying with relatives when he could, finally ending up in a one-bedroom shared apartment. But he was faced with daily dangers of theft and potential violence, so he found himself back on the streets, dividing his days between a tent and a trailer. Now, in the ensuing months, David and Kim stayed in touch after their dinner and their rendezvous.
Mm-hmm.
She and her partner began helping David out with donations of clothing, shoes, and a solar-powered backpack that enabled him to keep his cell phone charged, which I feel like is clutch.
Oh, right.
You know? Because
totally.
How hard is it, especially if you're homeless and you're living on the streets, how hard is it to find a plug just to keep your phone charged?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, where are you going to go?
Right.
That they're going to let you.
Yeah, exactly.
In, you know, unless you buy a coffee somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
So eventually the couple told David that he was welcome to set up quarters in their backyard. Thanks to his sister, David got a new tent equipped with a mattress, couch, and a refrigerator. And an outdoor fireplace has been serving as his impromptu kitchen, and he's been given restroom and laundry privileges inside the house at Kim's place.
Oh, okay.
But since the tent was only suited for 3 seasons, naturally.
Of course.
Kim came up with a plan to provide David with a more permanent shelter to help keep him warm in the winter as well. With a goal of $18,000, Kim launched an online fundraiser to buy David his own tiny house.
Oh, look at that. They do have those online now.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, some of them are like prefabricated.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. Okay. In fact, I think Elon Musk has one, believe it or not.
Does he really?
He does.
Oh, well, good.
He has some little itty-bitty tiny house he lives on in some property in Texas.
That does not surprise me. So the online fundraiser read, we are trying to raise as much money as possible to help take the financial burden off ourselves and David's monthly contribution from collecting aluminum cans and his ODSP monthly housing allowance. Once we have paid off the full price of the microhome, the ownership will be transferred into David's name and he will finally own his own home again.
Look at that.
Our long-term goal is for David to own his microhome and move it to a forever spot that he can live and regain a sense of independence again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, what's even more awesome was the response was so overwhelming.
Yeah.
That the total amount was soon raised, and now David's micro house is set to be delivered before the cold weather months set in.
All right, that's awesome.
Yes.
He's got his own place.
Right. While the brand new tiny home can be transported anywhere, Kim says that since she considers David part of the family, he can stay there as long as he likes.
Aw, I love it. So giving.
And for David, the measure of Kim's generosity isn't about material things. It's about the value of being treated with human dignity and respect.
Aww.
He said, you have to swallow your pride when you're homeless. She's done more than I can ever say thank you for.
Oh, gosh, that gives me butterflies in my stomach.
It's so, honestly, it's so beautiful. And Yeah, I don't know. Start your Friday off with some good news. We need it.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Deets with Melissa and Austin.
Well, this is going to be quick, but it's interesting. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready for it.
So I personally love things like this. So some fossilized footprints were discovered in New Mexico, but these footprints that were discovered have been the oldest fossilized footprints to ever be discovered in North America.
Like, are they human footprints?
They're human footprints.
Are we sure?
Well, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, yeah, you've got the story, so.
And the researchers who found it say that they're 23,000 years old.
Whoa! 23,000?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And so they're made of something called fine silt, S-I-L-T, and clay, but they're so old and they're so fragile.
How old are they?
How old are they? 23,000 years. But they're so fragile that they had to get them out. Like, it was so hard to get them out. But they can't even save them. They're so fragile. They literally have to just record them by taking a ton of photos and also making 3D models out of them because they're just not going to last.
Yeah, well.
Footprints that are 23,000 years old.
My goodness.
Found in New Mexico.
I want to know what my parents were doing in New Mexico. Zinger! Sorry. I love them. They're in town this weekend.
Uh-huh. I know. Are they up listening? Or do you want them here in town?
I don't think they are, but if they are, I love you, Mom and Dad. Go ahead.
Oh, just one last one. So Christmas trees, not the real ones, the artificial ones, the prices of those are going to spike this year. So
why?
If you're in the market to buy a new tree, it's going to be a headache. There's supply chain disruptions, just like with everything else, because not all the factories are still working. And so it's going to also interrupt shipping and cause prices to increase 20 to 25%. So if you're normally going to buy a tree and it's $100, it will now cost you $125.
Oh my gosh, why are they gouging us like that?
Because
they're like, well, the Christmas season is not expensive enough.
I know. I know. But that does kind of stink. But it's informative.
It is informative. No, thank you. Thank you for the heads up. I should not buy a fake tree this year.
Yeah.
The Cubs were off yesterday. They start a big series with those dang Cardinals today. Doubleheader today. So hopefully, you know, they'd be very nice to get them to stop this hot streak that the Cardinals are on.
Do you think they get tired?
Like, just in general?
Yeah, like doing a doubleheader. Like they get a little worn out and like they don't play as well the second. Come on.
No, they're so in
they?
Shape. They're so in shape.
All
no.
right.
I mean, I get tired watching them because I'm out of shape. But yesterday the Sox split their doubleheader against the Indians. They won 7-2 and lost 5-3. But with that game one win, baby,
White Sox.
Your White Chicago Sox. White Sox are AL Central champs for the first time since 2008. Let's go!
Again, man, if they can win the World Series and bring that back to Chicago again, people are going to go crazy.
Right? Melissa, what were you doing in 2008, last time they won the AL Central?
I did watch it on television, and then I celebrated in this very building watching the parade from the 11th floor.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Wait, that was 2005. 2008, last time they won the AL Central.
I thought you meant the World Series.
Yeah, no. No.
Oh, that I thought you meant.
But I imagine you were probably in the same building.
I was in the same building.
and probably.
Still doing
probably
the same
celebrating.
Thing.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sox. That's awesome. Now, instead of winning the Central, go win the entire AL. How about that?
I'd love it.
That would be awesome.
Keep going.
So every day we like to do a little segment that we like to call...
Who the heck are you?
Because we want to get to know each other a little bit better. And I guess today, Melissa, we are faced with a very tough hypothetical.
It is a tough hypothetical. And, you know, I encourage you if you want to answer this for yourself. I mean, you're anonymous. You can text us at 44995. But
yeah.
We're going to be talking about a scenario that puts you in a really tough position.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would really like the honest answer. I know it doesn't feel good to say that you would keep some money if you found it in the back of a Lyft or an Uber.
Right.
In an envelope, and it was like $500. There was no name on it. The envelope, you know, was just blank.
Yeah, it wasn't sealed.
All right. It was clearly a passenger that's come and gone. It could have been sitting there for, you know, three or four rides.
Sure.
So the scenario is that big what if. Would you keep the money or would you try to return the money? And I'm going to say this, too. Even if you try to return it to the driver, or there's no guarantee they're going to return it.
Yeah. No,
right?
Right.
So if you found $500 of unmarked bills, I'm kidding.
I don't even know how to determine if they're marked or unmarked. I just assume they're all marked.
In the back of a Lyft or an Uber, would you keep it or would you return it?
My first question, the first thing I would do is I would look around the Uber and I'd look high and low and I'd search around looking for hidden cameras to see if I'm on that ABC show, What Would You Do? Because you know that's my first thought when anything crazy happens.
Right.
I'm like, where's the camera?
Right.
And where's John?
Yeah, where's John? Because John's going to come out and he's going to be like, now why did you take the money? And I'll be like, oh, because I was, because
I'm broke.
Right. Please don't air this. So that would be my first thing. But for me personally, I think I have a threshold. I think that threshold is $100. If it's more than $100, I do whatever it takes to turn it in. If it's less than 100, that baby is mine.
It's yours,
I'll keep it. Like 50 bucks, you know, 99 bucks. Yeah, I'll keep it. But if it's like a $100 bill or more, I gotta find out whose it is.
Some people are like finders keepers.
That's true.
Court, what would you do?
This would be a tough situation because I don't think I would open the envelope, first of all.
Ooh.
But we're assuming that I have.
Yeah,
well,
right.
What happens if it's not sealed?
I don't think I would look. It's not my envelope.
Yeah, but you would see those like.
But
Benjamins
assuming
in there.
I see this money, the first thing I would do is ask the driver, "Is this yours?" If he says no,
dinner on court that night.
Well, you know, it's not like I can trust this stranger with the money, Melissa.
That's what I'm. That's
so
the dilemma.
Be doing it good?
So I'd be doing him a favor by taking the money and maybe posting a tweet. Hey, anybody lose this?
I'm posting a tweet.
You know, just one.
You'd gain followers like crazy.
And if you need it, it'll be in my bank account.
Okay.
On the other hand, who keeps $500 in an envelope?
Right?
Probably mob activity. So maybe I would just leave it.
Yeah, you're keeping the crime off the streets.
I'm taking the money.
You're taking the money. Okay.
Take the money.
Man, this is so tough.
Melissa, what
do
you got?
Oh my God, the texts are coming in like crazy.
Yeah.
I found once a Crown Royal bag full of cash and coins.
Oh, this actually happened to you.
I found it in a parking lot.
I keep my coins in a Crown Royal.
Right.
It was in the parking lot at O'Hare.
Oh, yeah, that's not
so
shady.
So I took it.
Nothing shady.
It was
about
in the parking
that. Oh, so you
lot.
Took it. Okay.
Well, it was on the ground in an open parking lot at O'Hare.
I would feel like a medieval lord. Finding a bag of coins, that purple bag full of coins that you could hand to people. Like
yeah,
that.
It was really weird.
Now someone is literally looking for you.
I know. It was actually only like 20 bucks because it was coins, but it was heavy and it was
That's
fun.
That's a lot of quarters.
Yeah. So, but in this scenario, you guys, I'd be so afraid because I'm like a karma girl that I would be like, I can't do it.
Yeah, right.
So I would say, you know what, if the driver wants to, he's got the list of the riders.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
if he wants to contact them, great. If not, look, it's a tip for him.
Because it's a tip for him.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I worry that somehow I'd go to hell.
Hey, karma can come back and get me. I'm $500 richer.
Right. Dave in Chicago says, I'd spend it on beer.
Okay.
Look, I don't hate that idea either.
It's a lot of beer.
Just buy me one.
Trying to catch a good time. A good time.
Let's play One's Gotta Go.
You make me laugh.
Thank you.
You do.
You make me laugh. It's time for One's Gotta Go.
Well, let's play again.
Our chance to just get a couple of options sent our way via you and our text line, 44995. You send us a couple of options, Melissa and I tell you which one's gotta go.
Perfect.
And earlier we asked for caller number 5. Well, we got caller number 5, and it's Brendan in Andersonville. He's gonna be hopping on with us here in just a sec to play with us. But before we get to him, Court, let's get started with the warm-up.
Let's play, Court.
One's gotta go. Thomas Rhett, who's coming to town this weekend.
Ooh.
Or Dan and Shay coming to town next weekend.
Stop it!
Okay. Whose idea was that?
All right, I'll say Shay's got to go.
No,
Dan,
it's a collaborative.
Dan and Thomas can stay.
It's both. You're getting rid of both or one.
All right. No offense to Shay. I actually like Shay.
I'm saying Dan and Shay got to go, I guess. But I don't want to.
I don't want to say Thomas. Either one's got to go. But because people tell me I kind of look like Thomas Rhett, sorry, Dan and Shay, I don't look like you guys. I gotta go with Thomas.
You're going strictly on looks.
Dan and Shay gotta go.
That's fair.
I like him. And because Thomas Rhett is this weekend.
Totally. And we've talked to him, and, you know, he's great.
Right. So. Down at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. How about that? Brendan in Andersonville. How are you, Brendan?
I'm doing great. Just sitting here waiting to go into work.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Hey, where do you work, Brendan?
I work at the post office in Lakeview.
Love
it.
Oh,
nice.
Love it.
Good for you.
Delivering mail, and but before you deliver the mail, deliver us some answers, okay? You ready for this?
I'll do my best.
All right.
Okay, let's play.
One's got to go, Adam Sandler movies or Jim Carrey movies?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one.
That is so hard.
Oh, I'm going to go with who? I'd have to say Jim Carrey just because Adam Sandler, I kind of grew up with that.
Yeah.
And
okay.
They're both awesome. It's really hard to get rid of one.
Totally. I mean,
my gosh.
I had a decision and I changed my mind.
Yeah, right. I know. I keep going back and forth
in my head. I was
going
to say get rid of Jim Carrey, keep Adam Sandler, but then I love so many. Like, I think back to, like, Liar, Liar.
Right, uh-huh. Right.
Oh, I love that movie. Yes.
And, like, some of their serious movies, like, for both of them, mm-hmm. are don't sleep on those. Like,
exactly.
Those are just incredible.
Oh, man.
Uncut Gems and, like...
Oh, Uncut Gems was so good.
Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind for Jim Carrey.
Oh, I don't know. I guess... Okay, I think I have to say Jim Carrey's got to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Only because he can get a little weird sometimes.
Right, right.
Just a little bit.
Alrighty, then. I'll say... alrighty, then. Nice. I'll say Jim Carrey's got to go, too. I love Jim Carrey, but... And Dumb and Dumber, that's so hard for me, but Adam Sandler... It's too many. I think it's the quantity.
Okay.
Nope.
Fair enough.
You get more movies. All right, Court.
One's got to go. Sunrise or sunset?
Ooh.
Sunrise. Sunset. This is easier for me.
Sunrise, sunset. Is that Fiddler on the Roof?
It sounds like it could be.
Let's just say
I
this.
Have no idea. Maybe I should, but I don't. Which one? Sunrise, sunset?
Ooh. If I had to say, I would say get rid of the sunset because it's almost the sunrise. It starts the day. It should be like the staple to getting up in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that.
Brendan, I was going to go sunset, but I think I agree with you.
Really?
I love the sunrise. Is like it's a new day. Fresh
right,
start.
Right, fresh.
Yeah, no, I'm with Brendan on
exactly.
this one.
Exactly.
You changed my mind,
exactly.
Brendan.
Here's the thing. I love mornings, and at first I agreed with you, but here's the thing, because I love when the sun is actually up. It's full-blown up.
Yes.
But the warmth of, like, the end of the day and actually being able to see the sun go down,
yep.
You know, is like a warm feeling for me, so I'm going to say sunrise has to go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Look, it's fine.
Brendan, one's got to go. Melissa or Austin?
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
What are you laughing at, Austin?
He said, ooh.
Austin.
I'm going to say Austin because Melissa's awesome.
Oh, my God, Brendan, thank you so much. I'm so shocked.
I legitimately said, I changed my answer because of you. That's it. You know what? No, sunrises, they gotta go. Give me sunsets all day.
I love you, Brendan. Thank you for delivering my mail.
Ah, Brendan.
You're the
Anytime.
Best.
Go.
The sun is setting on your relationship.
Why isn't the post office open on Sundays, huh? Why? Brendan.
I love you, Brendan, so much. You're
oh
the
my
best.
This is the worst.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
I know all of our hearts, ladies, go pitter-patter whenever we hear the name Harry Styles.
And not just the ladies.
Well, this is true. It's pretty much every human being on the planet.
But
I guess
it.
I can only speak for the girls.
He's really good looking.
And he's smart.
Yeah.
And he's
funny.
Funny.
Good singer. And
he's
got the whole
sexy
package.
And yep. He's kind. Okay, yeah. So anyway.
All right.
He is also giving dating advice.
I'm all ears.
And he's giving it in the strangest place. At a concert.
Really?
He did. So a couple of
nights
ago.
I would go to a concert of like where he doesn't even sing. He just gives dating advice. I would pay top dollar for that ticket.
I would too.
I'd get down
to
in the pit.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love it. So he was in Minnesota and he was performing. He was on stage and one of the fans, you know, sometimes they have posters and they'll say certain things.
Yeah,
somebody was
right.
Holding up a poster and it asked a question and he literally stopped his show to answer the question on the poster.
And what was the question?
The question was, should I text him?
Oh, stop. That's actually cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
And here's what he said.
Yeah.
My personal opinion is that if there's any sort of games, trash, 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 not for you. So in other words, text him. Don't play any games.
Yeah.
If he tries to play games, he's out.
Yeah. No, yes. Move on.
Move on.
Thank you. Next. That's
Ariana
Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
So.
You're right.
Also, here's some fun things to do in Chicago around the suburbs. Everybody knows I'm going to try to go this weekend. Apple picking. I love apple picking. There's so many places to go.
I like apple picking too, but at the Apple store mostly.
No.
It's a little more expensive.
But apple picking's an experience, you know? But here's some fun things to do. First, the Cubs take on the St. Louis Cardinals all weekend long at Wrigley.
Big series. I'll be there Sunday.
Nice. So you can hit a game. A bunch of fests are back. We have the St. Alphonsus Oktoberfest at the St. Alphonsus Church in West Lakeview. Oktoberfest at Brookfield Zoo is going on. Hyde Park Jazz Fest is happening. Chicago Gourmet is back. Instead of just doing a few days of it, I think they're doing an on and off month long thing. And then coming up next month, Lincoln Park Zoo is having an October Halloween festy kind of thing happening. So that's not this weekend, but there's still tons of fun things to do. And you can hit any of the apple orchards and that kind of thing in the suburbs as well.
I love that. And the weather for this weekend is going to be phenomenal, which I'll get to here in a bit. But first, the Cubs were off yesterday. As Melissa said, big series this weekend at the friendly confines.
Oh, my gosh, it's like rival city.
Those dang Cardinals.
Yeah.
And they are so hot right now, it would be nothing better than if the Cardinals kind of put a stop to the little run that they're on right now. Doubleheader is today, so the four games this weekend. The Sox split their doubleheader against the Indians yesterday. They won 7-2 and lost 5-3. But the real important news is that with that win in game one,
White Sox! Go, White Sox.
Your Chicago White Sox are AL Central champs.
Oh, yeah, baby.
For the first time since 2008.
Bring it on.
Oh, my gosh.
Austin, who's the star player? Who's the one everybody's talking about?
First of all, they got so many.
The
roster
three.
Is so... Jose Abreu, you've got...
He's the best.
You've got friggin' Tim Anderson. You've got... I'm gonna put on the spot. There's
sorry, the whole team. I know you're
Luis Robert, like, the whole team is freaking loaded. And
maybe the coach is doing something right.
I'm excited. Well,
Everybody was a little like, Tony LaRusso, you know? But look what's happening.
No, you're right. And he's won a couple of rings in his past.
Yep.
2008, first time they've won it. It was the last time they won the AL Central. So
right.
Now go on and win the AL Sox, okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What happens when your best friend's wife is someone that no one likes? That's the premise for today's Dear Melissa and Austin. We've got Brian calling in from Lakeview. And Brian, if you want to get on the air with us, like Brian, send us an email to Melissa or Austin at us99.com with any problems, anything you may need advice for. We are more than happy to help.
Right.
And we will either get you read your email on the air or get you on the phone like we are with Brian here or however.
And if you've got a problem where you don't want people to know who you are, that's no problem either. You can always remain anonymous as well.
That is very true and very important to note. Now, Brian is here. And Brian, so your best friend's wife is just, you have a hard time getting along with her. Is that the case?
Yes, that is correct. I don't know where to start, to be honest. She's the worst.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, she's super controlling. She always wants to decide everything we're doing. She's superficial. She interrupts. She's just a party foul when she comes out with us. And I mean, the worst part of it, guys, is that like none of the other wives want to talk to her because she's so mean. I mean, she sits there with like a snake face and just stares at everyone like she's better than everybody. And it just kills the mood immediately when she comes. You know, and the worst thing is if she doesn't come out, then he doesn't. But then if she does come out with him, then she decides, hey, we're leaving at this time. And usually it's just like an hour in that we, you know what I mean? Like we haven't even gotten our first drinks yet.
Jeez.
It's the worst.
She sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that stinks. Maybe they have tell your best friend that just the guys are going out and then the girls all just show up and, oh, we just decided to see the other girls. But see, he doesn't bring his wife because he thinks it's a guys only.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that. And that would buy you, you know, at least a couple of hangs without her.
Yeah,
I think eventually she'd probably catch on.
Yeah,
But true. No, but you can get at least like a month's worth of hangs that way.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's just one of those things, man, where it's like you're going to have to figure out a way to hang out with your best friend with just him. I don't know if this is even good advice right now, but that's the way I would handle it.
It's you know what? You're right. You can just always do guys' nights to get him involved, but anytime you guys do couples, just don't invite them?
Yeah.
Maybe we need an intervention.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe it is. Like, and look, maybe that's the play. Maybe you have an intervention with her there, and you just say, and you get your group of friends together, get everyone on the same page, and just say, listen, it's either you maybe change or start to be nicer, or we're not going to be able to hang out with you guys, and that's going to suck for us because we love your husband. Melissa and I have a podcast called The Show After the Show, and it is a podcast that we, like, every single week, I have more and more fun recording this thing.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And it's just like a roller coaster ride of discussions.
The conversations go everywhere. Yeah. We just let our hair down. We have fun. We let our hair down, kick our feet up, and we just have fun talking on the mic. Melissa, Court, and myself. And it drops once a week. It's a very easy listen. It's like 10 to 20 minutes. I think our longest episode may be 25 minutes.
But right, right.
It's a fun podcast to listen to. If you want more information, text AFTER to 44995. We'll send the link directly to your phone on how to find it.
Yeah.
AFTER. AFTER. AFTER.
And you know what?
$44.95.
That's true. And you know what else we've got coming up is yesterday we talked about your worst date ever. And we're like, well, this is so interesting and fascinating. We want to know what your worst date ever is. Because
be
it was about
so
the three
stories
of us. Now it's going to be about you. So we want you to call 312-946-4995 because this is a little bit of what happened yesterday. I went to go pick my car up when it was finished, and one of the guys working at the car place asked me out on a date. And so he's like, well, how about tomorrow? And I was like, okay, cool. So he's like, just show up here. We'll go after I get off work. Oh, and no. I was like, okay.
It's like I'm fixing a Jaguar tomorrow. We'll hop in that. No, wait, what? No, stop.
Yeah.
Stop
That's exactly what happened. I didn't know it, though.
He stole a car.
He took the car.
He took a car that he was working on.
He took the car. I didn't know it, though.
Melissa, you're the leader in the pack for the worst date stories. If you think you can match Melissa.
I don't know. And it's an absolute true story. So, what is your worst date story? I want to know. 312-946-4995. What was your worst date ever? Unfortunately, I shared a story. It was like trying to relive that again. And it's a true story. I'm not making it up. I met a guy at a car repair shop in Valpo, and he asked me out, and I was like, all right, why not? You know, so he said, meet me back here after work, and I went, and he took me out in this really fancy car. Downtown Chicago. We went shopping, and on the way home, I found out why he admitted it. I don't know that it was the car that he was fixing from the repair shop. Was not his car. It was a really nice, fancy, like Mercedes or whatever. And I was like, thought he just had no, it wasn't his.
Fancy car that you took downtown? You dated Ferris Bueller.
I dated Ferris Bueller. I cannot believe he did that. So what was your worst date ever?
Linda and Bartley, what was your worst date ever?
Okay, so I was in high school and my mom's friend set me up. They set me up with her son. Supposed to be like a really great kid, you know, and all this. Anyway, so he went to a different high school. So he comes and gets me with a friend of his, actually. I forgot that part. Oh. So there were two of them.
Oh, that's a good start.
Wow.
Okay. And then they had a carton of eggs, and they wanted to go egging houses in my high school, like around my house.
What? Get out of here.
How romantic.
Yeah. So I was just sitting there like, oh, my God, get me out of here. This is awful.
Well, and what did you do?
I think I was just like, take me home now, please. I'm done. And that was it.
Gosh, you poor thing.
Linda, did you get a second date where you guys went and like TP'd someone's house?
No. Okay. No, we didn't try any other things. Yeah, TP'ing. I don't know. No, that was it.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of like, you know, the old, like the kid looks really great in front of adults, but in reality, he's not a good kid. You know what I mean?
Like absolutely.
On the Beaver show, that one guy that was like really sweet to the parents.
Oh yeah, Eddie Haskell. Yeah.
Yeah. But in reality, he was just a jerk. You know.
Right. 100%. Wow. Oh. Well, good for you for walking away from that one.
Yeah.
Thanks for the story.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda.
All right.
Hi, Bree in Round Lake. What was your worst date story?
Oh my goodness. So I showed up to a blind date. The guy is completely trashed. He'd been there for like an hour before me at the bar. I was kind, stayed for a drink, told him it was nice to meet him, get ready to leave. He tells me he loves me. I can't with that one.
So we're doing a behind the scenes, getting to know how the Bears organization works because, you know, anybody can talk to the coach, anybody can talk to the quarterback, but who puts the team together?
Right, the behind the scenes that really make the gears turn.
That's right. And so today we've got Lauren Screeden. And you know what? You have such an interesting job. You do so many things, but you're on the sidelines at all the Chicago Bears home games, and you talk to the Bears on the sidelines, and you also have the Bears former player show with Anthony Spice Adams on Fox 32.
I love him.
Called Inside the Bears, right?
Yes, it's been a dream come true to work for the Bears. I grew up, you know, in the Chicago suburbs and grew up a Bears fan. So to be able to work for the team you grew up rooting for is obviously every kid's dream come true. So I'm in that category. And working with Spice is just hilarious all the time.
I'm sure.
Right.
You know what's really funny is you've gotten to meet so many of the Bears players because you talk to them on the sidelines. Which one of the Bears players is the best interview?
One of the ones that stands out to me that I did on the sidelines at Soldier Field was Devin Hester.
Oh, and yes.
You know, so this past weekend, you saw Melissa, I interviewed Matt Forte. So yep. It was that kind of interview, and people were so loud and so excited. I don't think I would have to go back and watch the interview. I don't think I asked a question. I'm not sure he answered a question because I don't think he could hear me. It was so loud. It was course, announced this week, you know, he's a Pro Football Hall of Fame nominee for the class of 2022, along with some of his teammates.
Yeah, in my opinion, cool. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame as a return man.
And then I also hear that you are a big country music fan.
I am. Yeah. I am. I listen to you guys all the time. Yes,
I love
country music.
Oh, good, good. I was wondering who your favorite artist is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Probably love Eric Church. Old Dominion. I like the older stuff too. And it's not that old, but I rock out to Toby Keith in the car, you know, on my way home.
Yeah.
You know, I think if I had a TikTok, I would have to do the fancy like dance because that's a really
yeah, right.
Song.
Right.
I'm all about that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lauren, like
so
what,
that's a good one.
If there's a country song that you're rocking out to in your car, like singing out loud, windows down, blaring, what is it?
Put a drink in my hand? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, no,
of course
yeah.
You can.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
A song?
You could say
okay,
that even if you weren't referencing the song.
Friday night. Yeah, Friday night we're going home and yeah, I think that's what I'm going with.
You kind of have a really pretty voice and a really pretty delivery. It sounds like you could actually sing. I mean,
yeah.
Could you sing like a little piece of that?
Yeah, yeah, I would say.
Thank you. That is so nice. I have the worst singing voice of all time. I actually cannot.
Well, I don't know. I think you need to prove it.
Can I sing the Bear Down Fight song instead?
You know sure, what? Why
I'll
not?
I'll take that. I will definitely accept that answer.
You don't even have to sing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I just anytime?
Yeah, go, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Make every play clear the way to victory. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Put up a fight with the might so fearlessly.
Nice.
Yes.
Then you're great.
Yes.
You're so sweet. I love you.
Oh,
you
Lauren.
Shrewsbrews. Shrewsbrews. Party time. Excellent.
Woo, 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 woo.
All right. Excellent. All right. Party.
Might be my favorite time of the week.
Is it just me? I was thinking about this in the shower this morning. I can't believe it's already Friday. I feel like this week flew by.
It did
go by pretty fast.
It did. It really did.
I mean,
we've been having fun this week, and I think that's why.
I was thinking it was Wednesday. I was like, no, it's Friday.
Right.
Yeah,
shampooing the hair that I don't have?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it was great.
Well, and you've got Scotty McCreery joining you later today. We talked about that earlier.
How often does a star admit that he got kicked out of bed by his wife? That's the story that he opens the chat with. 9:40 this morning, so less than an hour away.
There you go. 9:40.
If you could pair a fresh draft beer with any one meal, a type of food, something to make the beer even that more delicious, what is your choice, Melissa? You have a fresh beer. What's the meal with it? What's the food right there?
I would say fried chicken.
Okay, that's that's good.
Yeah,
Nashville fried chicken. Okay,
I feel like there's no wrong answer there.
Okay, what about you, Austin?
My first thought was nachos, but no, I'm going burger.
Wow, I didn't expect that from either of you. I go pizza.
Oh, really?
Pizza and beer.
My gosh. We should all get dinner tonight, like one night when we all order those things.
Make plans. Send me a text message or reminder. I'll be there.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
So imagine a brewery that not only makes their own beer but their own fresh pizza from scratch.
Yes.
God, I'm so hungry right now.
We're talking about Flapjack Brewery in Burlington. I know, I should have brought in pizza, shouldn't I?
Yeah, what?
I
mean, why?
That was a fail on Drew's part.
He very well could have.
Flapjack Brewery in Berwyn today. They're right on the Metro line at the Berwyn stop. They describe themselves as a small batch brewery with wood-fired pizzas.
And those are the best kind of pizzas. Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Because they make the crust and the aroma that much more intensely flavorful.
Right.
And it's not just the pizzas. They got beer brats. Hello, fall. Today is the third day of fall, if you did not know that.
It is.
Oh, actually, can I interject? Because someone has been rudely interjecting about his birthday all week. Do you know that, Melissa? Do you know
every
his birthday?
Every single day.
Oh, was it me? You mean
it was
my birthday?
You.
That's
every
on
day.
October 21st.
Today
that's the day.
Is not only the third day of fall, but I'm gonna interject that it is my son's 14th birthday today.
Oh,
happy birthday!
No.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Roy is 14 today, and I'm freaking out a little bit. But
happy birthday, Roy!
So maybe he wants some pizza and beer tonight.
Bring him home some. Well, not beer, not yet.
If
we're in Wisconsin,
it's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is he as tall as you at 14?
No,
he's close, right?
He's like an inch and a half there. Almost
okay,
there.
So so you guys are almost eye to eye. I always wonder, like at that age, man, like
he's
how
ready
tall
to sprout.
Yeah.
He is ready. Porter is right there,
yeah,
Melissa.
I'm a baby.
Uh-huh.
I know.
So back to Flapjack Brewery. You know how everybody does Oktoberfest? Well, they did Flap Oktoberfest.
Okay? Yes.
Right? Of course.
Okay, sure.
And that was last weekend, but the beer is still flowing, so they had two beer releases on that. They had their Bierwinsteiner Marzen. Notice how Bierwinsteiner, Berwin,
Yeah.
And then they had their fest beer called Galoop. It's the dark and the light, whatever you're feeling. They also have a hazy IPA, the milk stout, the saison, the cream ale, and the seltzer. But this is the challenge that I immediately thought of Austin for, okay? They have a five-stack challenge.
Okay.
Five margarita pizzas in 50 minutes.
I could do that.
Oh, wow.
No one has ever succeeded. Justin did the four in 40. Do you think that you could be the first person to do the five and 50?
So the margarita pizzas, they're usually pretty thin. Uh-huh. And so it's like, and I'll eat one and I'll be like, I'm still hungry.
Five in 50 minutes.
You have to know how round are they, though.
I think, from the picture on their Facebook page, it looked like a 10 or 12 incher.
Okay.
I couldn't do it, I'm telling you right now, because that pizza fills you up, and then you have a beer sip, and then, you know, repeat
the cycle.
Five
is a lot. Five is a lot. I would try it, for sure. I don't know if I would accomplish it.
Well, yeah, you're talking, you know, you have to have one done in every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The first couple might be easy, but after that...
Uh-huh. See, and that's the math that I could not do in my head.
I just go back to John Candy and the old 96er in the Great Outdoors, where he says he's done. He's like, no, there's still fat on that. You gotta finish the bone on that.
Right?
So that's right.
But I've got two pizza recommendations for Flapjack Brewery. Okay, they got the Bierwin Supreme, which has the sausage, the mushrooms, the shallots, the green bell peppers, the oregano, and the Parmesan. And you get it, Bierwin.
Mm-hmm.
I like puns. You
and then they
me.
Have a, oh, they you do like the puns.
Yeah.
And then they have a fabulous pepperoni as well. They're open at 3:00 Wednesday through Saturday, noon on Sundays.
Okay.
Super convenient and fun. The last time we went with friends. You hop on the Metra at LaGrange, you get off at Berwin, you have pizza and beer with the kids, you hop back on the train and you're right
there. Yeah, that's the Burlington Northern Line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, BNSF. Love that. On socials,
nice and easy.
Online, flapjackbrewing.com.
I love
Drew's
it.
Drew's Brews for Friday.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. No, I mean, I'm hungry now, but thanks.
I want pizza.
Pizza at 3:00 this afternoon.
Sweet.
Okay. All right, deal.
Drew's Brews. Drew's Brews. Party time. Excellent.
Excellent. All right. Party.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.